Hello, everyone, again, and welcome to the podcast. Today it is Friday, getting ready to go into the weekend, March 26th. And so it's a beautiful spring weekend. I hope that this finds you doing well and just ready to take in some of the Word of God. And if you've listened to my podcasts for very much, you know that I talk a lot about battles and warfare. And, you know, just powering up with the Word of God. I don't know. I think we all have our unique giftings and the way that God uses us. And boy, I sure seem to use a battle axe a lot. I seem to use the Word of God to help me stand against the enemy. So this podcast today, it's going to talk about a lot of very powerful verses of Scripture. And maybe just a little bit of a warfare process that we walk through. So if it's something that you think you want to check out these verses on your own, there's quite a few that we're going to run through again. I've just noticed that over the past week that it's just been more of, you know, verse after verse after verse after verse that God is speaking. So obviously he wants us in the Word, okay? Obviously he wants us to know his Word. And it is so important, you know, when he speaks his word to us, that we hang on tight to it. And then when the battle comes against us, to speak that word out, and the enemy has to bow down to the authority of the Word of God. Oh my gosh, it's no wonder I love the Word of God. I mean, there's just power in the Word of God. Somebody say amen. Somebody say thank you, God, that there is power in your word and that it's a sword that you have handed us and helps us do life. So hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb, the living Word of God. So we praise you, Jesus. So I'll just kind of get started here as I went through the radio program today. Sometimes you just kind of catch a wave and ride it, and not really sure where it's going to go. But I was starting out with this verse of scripture that's found in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. So we'll just kind of talk our way through this. And this is where it says, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Well, the rock, what is that? It is the confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it is upon that confession and that truth that the church is built. There's power just in the confession in the name of Jesus Christ as the Son of God. But then it says the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Many people in many translations substitute the word hell for Hades, but they actually mean two different things. Hell is the actual place. Hades is the god of the lower region. Okay, so Hades actually represents the spiritual powers and the rulers of darkness that we contend with. And so it's not the place of hell that tries to war against the church. It is Hades itself, the kingdom of darkness. And this is exciting to me because this verse says it's that kingdom of darkness that shall not prevail against the church. And so I have started using the word Hades a little bit more, but I've never liked the word, but I do now. So gates of Hades shall not prevail against us. Here's something else I've been hearing the past day or two. You know, talking about being ready for the spiritual battle. Matthew 24:43, Jesus said, "If the master of the house had known what hour the thief was going to break in and steal, he would have watched and not allowed him to break in." And so Jesus talks to us about staying alert and being ready to fight. And I do agree with some of the other things that I've been hearing, that this may be a period of time this spring that we need to stay alert, okay, for any type of thing that would try to come against us. I mean, think about it. In the past 2 or 3 months, have we gained a little bit of ground? Yeah, okay, let's keep watch now. Let's keep watch over what we've gained, not check out or not take too long of a mental break, or, you know, retail therapy or vacation. You know, stay alert. Stay alert. The Bible says in Exodus 23:22, and this is one of the verses that I started out my year with, where God says, if you will indeed obey his voice, talking about the angel of the Lord, and do all that I speak, I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Wow. God himself will step in and oppose the thing that tries to oppose us. And he will contend with the thing that tries to contend with us. But he tells us, you know, if we will do what he says, okay, if we will honor him and listen to his voice. So, hey, he'll even fight battles that we didn't see coming. And he'll tell us what's up, too. And we'll go into that in a little bit. Matthew 10:16. You know, as we are in the world, Jesus said, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. Okay, so sometimes, you know, we do come up against spiritual battles. And I just wanted to share one of the things that I pray sometimes when I'm in a spiritual battle is just for the fear of the Lord. You know, because the fear of the Lord for us, it is reverence and it's respect and it's holiness and it's a good thing. It keeps us in the way of God. But the fear of the Lord to the enemy is dread. I mean, it's an intimidating thing. It's a real fear. And so sometimes I will pray for the fear of the Lord upon anything that's trying to come against me. Okay, fear of the Lord is a blessing to me. Doesn't bless the enemy, right? So let's talk about being sons of light. This kind of came up today. And we find it in, start with Ephesians 5, where it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, for it's shameful to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. What's he talking about? Well, we are light in the world. And sometimes when we come into certain situations, the light that is on us causes darkness to manifest. Okay? So if we find this, okay, if we find darkness manifesting, it's evidence that we're light. Okay? And we're taught to be nice, don't offend people. But this verse clearly says, expose the darkness. You know, there's times that we do have to call out behavior. You know, we do need to call out things of darkness, call a spade a spade, not being afraid if we're going to offend, especially if it's a spiritual battle. I mean, if it's something that is coming against a person and we're in that place to try and war and protect, then we do have to step up sometime and fight the battle that we're called to fight. And because the enemy doesn't care who he offends, okay? So sometimes as sons and daughters of light, like it says, awake you who sleep and rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. We can't be asleep on our watch, okay? We're called to watch. We're called to sound the alarm. You know, if we see evil trying to rear its ugly head and, you know, take things that is ours, you know. This is 1 Thessalonians 5, beginning with verse 4, because they were concerned about, you know, Jesus coming back. And he said, Paul said to them, but you, brothers and sisters, you're not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. So sons and daughters of light stay on guard. They stay on their watch. They don't go to sleep on their job. And it's just like that verse I read earlier from Matthew 24. If the master of the house knew what hour the thief was going to break in, he would have stayed up and watched and not allowed the thief to come in. So it does require continual watching. Okay. Second Thessalonians 3, verse 3 says, the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Tell you what, if God guards us, There's nothing that can get through him. So, there is a time that, our diligence and our obedience, listening to his voice. Yesterday we talked about waiting on the Lord, and maybe today is more like watching. With that comes authority in the spirit. There comes a confidence, and we are secure. We have no fear of harm because we have stayed on our watch. We've stayed on our guard with the Lord. Okay? Find our safety in him. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and we are safe. So, in all of the noise, everything that is going on around us, God wants to protect us. He wants to keep us in a safe place. But to hear the one voice of the Lord over all the other voices is what we need. This is what it says in Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. So we have a God who reveals secrets. We have a God who actually can tell us what's up and give us the heads up if we will keep our watch, if we will stay on watch. And I love this about God. I mean, he sees evil coming before we do, and sometimes he'll just say, "Hey, heads up, heads up." And we don't know what's up, but we just know we have to keep watch. And then all of a sudden, here comes God with the insight that we need and the revelation that we need. And we're ready to go and move when he says to move. And we stand our ground and we guard the city. And it requires continual watching. So God will reveal the secrets. But man, if we check out, if we don't take our watch seriously, and God sees the enemy coming, and we don't stay on guard. I mean, we don't want to suffer loss, but God can help us to guard these things. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this in the Old Testament, how much of the writings are focused on battles. I mean, it's just a lot of warfare. And even in the New Testament, it talks about the armor of light and fighting the good fight of faith. So this tells us a lot about the character and the nature of our Father in heaven, our God, our Jesus. He's a warrior, and we're his soldiers, okay? We're enlisted in a battle, and this is part of the Christian life, is that we do spiritual warfare. We wield this sword, and I can be honest with you, there was a period of time in my Christian life I just did not want to do spiritual warfare. It just seemed like drudgery. And it's like, I didn't want to fight the battle. I'll just be nice over here, okay? I'll just love people. I'll just serve the Lord, but I'm not doing that spiritual warfare stuff. You can't go very long without doing spiritual warfare, especially in the time that we're living in right now. It is necessary that we stay with our shield up. It's necessary that we stay armed. 2020 was intense, and I kept thinking it was going to let up. I mean, it was just requiring more prayer. It was requiring more warfare over our state, over our nation, over our family, over our churches, and just, over health of people. I mean, and that doesn't even include the personal battles. I mean, 2020 required a lot of us if we stayed in the game with God. It was intense, but guess what? It didn't let up. And pretty soon I realized I only have one choice, and it's to get stronger. I have to let go of some of my own things that I like to do, and I have to press in even more with God. And so here we are in 2021, and it's like I still feel like there's just this call, to stay intense with God. We go into the promised land. We fight, we cross the Jordan, we go into our promised land with God, and there's giants to run out of our land, but we also have to run out the invaders, okay? Anything that tries to invade our land. I mean, we've got to, that's where we stand watch and we stand guard. And so I believe God is just kind of raising our awareness right now. Don't go to sleep, okay? Another thing that I noticed in battles with the Lord, especially the character of God, the prophetic nature of God. It's like I was always asking God, would you just do ABC for me. You know, this, and this is really, you know, what I would like to see happen in my life. And God would say, okay, let's do X, Y, Z. And I'm like, no, but God, I want to see answers in A, B, and C. This is really where my heart is, and this is where my battle is, da, 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 da. And God's like, okay, let's go do X, Y, Z. And it took me a long time to figure this out, that if I would obey what God was saying, X, Y, Z, he was taking care of A, B, C, okay? This is the nature, the prophetic nature of warfare. You know, we've got our eyes on the promise and what we want. God's saying, okay, this is your process. Obey me in this. It doesn't look like it's anything connected to what we're desiring that God do for us. I mean, it doesn't look like they're the two, they look like polar opposites, opposite pendulum swing, okay? But man, if we will just learn to do what God says, he has a way of accomplishing the work of the kingdom and fulfilling the desires of our heart all in one fell swoop. If we will just do the XYZ. It's like I said in that verse earlier in Exodus chapter 23, verse 22. You know, if you will obey my voice and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. That's the God we serve. So let's talk a little bit about victory. Let me make sure I got all of these. I got all these taken care of. This is good. Victory versus 1 Corinthians. No, let's go to 1 John. No, 1 Corinthians 15, 57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus won it all, defeated death, hell, grave, sin, sickness, lack, curses, all those things. He defeated it on the cross and through his resurrection. And then it says, we are given his victory. He shares that victory with us through the power of his name. 1 John 5:4, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. The kind of victory that God gives us, that we come into through his process to his promise. Our faith has to be attached to it somewhere along the line. Okay, we can't check out. Our faith has to stay engaged. I really feel like God's saying that today, don't you? And then we end up saying 1 Corinthians 15:55, oh death, where's your sting? Oh Hades, where is your victory? There's that word again. So then here's another verse that I really think is neat when we're talking about victory. It's 2 Corinthians 2:14. It says, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Triumph, victory and triumph. And if you look up the definition of triumph, it means victory, but it actually means something a little bit more. In Roman times, whenever a leader would go out and fight a battle, there would be a procession that came into the city where there would be celebration and people would come and cheer and they'd sing their songs. And it was basically a parade, and that was called the triumph. So while victory is the actual win, triumph is the parade. Okay. And this is really cool because we get to triumph in Christ. What does that mean? Actually, through Christ, it's like David carrying around Goliath's head. Okay? He brought back Goliath's head on a platter. And I'll bet that was a parade. Okay? And so in Christ Jesus, at his direction, we actually get to boast in our victory. It's like, hey, this is my parade in Christ Jesus. And it's that celebration. And you know, Jesus, it says that he made a public spectacle of the enemy. It was humiliation. So not only do we get to win, we get to humiliate the kingdom of darkness in Christ. Okay, listen to Jesus. Do it as he directs. You know, give your confession, give your testimony. It's part of your parade. All right. So anyway, as I said, it's more of this spiritual battle. It's more of knowing how to use these verses to wield our sword You know, and to be consistent, you know, it something might come against you five times in a day. Use that sword every time. You know, you take that sword and whack its head off. It has to surrender. It has to bow to the authority of the word of God that's coming out of your mouth.
Okay. Get your victory. Have a parade.
Keep your watch. Drive out those invaders. Okay. God wants us to stay alert right now. I want you to have an amazing weekend. I want you to use these verses of scripture. Win some victories. Do some triumphing. Okay. Until next time.